Hey, church family, one of my prayers and the prayers of our leaders here at Highland is that Highland would be a place that launches and prepares and trains future ministers. And along those lines, every year there's a national preaching competition, and we've actually had two young guys from Highland who have won that over the last few years. And one of those is a senior in high school here at Highland. His name's Dagan Hatcher. Now, you'll recognize that name because his dad's Breishan, our worship minister. But Dagan has a gift for preaching, and he won this competition last year and has spent the last year traveling, sharing encouraging messages to young people all over the country. And a few weeks ago, he got to share the message you're about to hear at Winterfest to a couple thousand kids. In fact, one of the young people who was baptized here at Highland a few weeks ago said that he was encouraged to be baptized in large part because of Dagan's message, which is pretty incredible. And so I asked Dagan if he would share that message with us at Highland, and he's added a few things to it and made it a little bit more specific to you guys. But I want you to be encouraged this morning by what this young man, Dagan Hatcher, is going to share with us. Here's Dagan.
I just want to start off, and let's talk about Winterfest. Man, what a weekend that was for me, and I think plenty of other young kids in our youth group. We were blessed by some amazing speakers. We got to hear some amazing words, and especially it weighed a lot on my heart because I got to speak and learn next to Mr. Jeff Walling, if y'all know who that is. He's one of the big youth ministers over a lot of these Church of Christ youth events. And so for several hours that Friday and Saturday, we would practice and we'd go through the motions, and I'd be saying something in my sermon. I'd be like, "Can I get an amen?" And he'd say, "Dagan, stop. You need to say, 'Can I get an amen?' Not 'Can I get an amen?'" And it was the little things like that that really taught me how to preach. And he always will, you know? And as we go through the motions of what I'm learning and he's stopping me, telling me how to say this, how to say that, we practice the whole time as if I was going to have an ear mic or a headset mic, so that I could use my Bible, I could walk around, I could grab the chair I'm sitting on, I can use the backpack that I'm using on stage. Well, the early session comes around, and the mic guy, he walks up to me, he puts on my headset, and he looks me in the eyes, and he goes, "By the way, that could die at any moment." What? What do I say to that? So I just looked at him, and I said, okay, because my nerves are already firing. So I get on stage, I sit down in my seat, and in the very first 30 seconds, what happens? My mic cuts out, which in front of 5,000 people can be pretty stressful, if you can imagine. So I see him out of the corner of my eye, he runs on stage, he gives me a handheld mic, and by the grace of God, I recover in one or two sentences. Thank you. You know, it was such a blessing to have God teach me and work through me that weekend and hopefully speak to one of the 10,000 people there. But it makes me think of some other crazy things that have happened in my life recently. Actually, here's a funny story. 2 months ago, I think most of us remember the big snowstorm that happened in Memphis. It was ice everywhere. So of course, I decide to go sledding. So as I'm flying down this hill, I hear my sister out of the corner of my ear. She's screaming my name. She's saying, Dagan, there's a ditch. But I am so locked in. I'm having so much fun. I don't even think about jumping off. Well, bam, lights out. You know, why don't I actually just show you the video? It doesn't look as fast as I thought it was, but let's go to the picture. That's about 15 feet deep. And so what this video doesn't show you is that what happened next. So I hit the ground, and I'm kind of out of it for about 10 seconds. I wake up, I'm brushing the dirt, I'm panicking, because I'm checking all over. It's like I'm looking for my phone, you know, I'm checking for a broken bone, but I'm fine. Except when I stand up, 12 inches to my right is a giant metal pole sticking straight out of the ground. Man, if I had landed on that, I would have been done. I could have been in the hospital or worse. You know, all of that to say, life tomorrow is not guaranteed. We don't know how many more fun stories we have or how many Sunday services we have left. And I think this is actually what Paul is getting at towards the end of Acts. It's Acts 26. Festus is trying to get Paul sentenced to prison. So he asks Paul to go testify to this king named Agrippa in hopes of trying to catch him on some wrongdoing or saying something wrong. So this is the very first thing Paul says in verse 2. He says, King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today. And if we know anything about Paul's life, we ought to agree with that statement. He then goes on to say, therefore, I beg you, listen to me patiently. Okay, did y'all catch that? Paul said, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today. He didn't say tomorrow. Paul said today. You see, Paul's life was never perfect, and his faith surely was never perfect. You know, he killed Jews, he was imprisoned, he was beaten, he was shipwrecked, and even more. And I think Paul knows that if he had died in those years of unbelief, he would have been eternally separated from God. But what he shows us in this scripture is that he also knows that he is blessed to stand before King Agrippa today and every day that he gets from there on. But I know what y'all are thinking in this room. Same thing I thought. You're saying, dude, Dagan, I'm fine. I'm young. Or I've got time. I'm gonna call my friend tomorrow. I'm gonna reconnect with my family tomorrow. I'm gonna read the Bible tomorrow. I'm gonna throw that sin out the door tomorrow. Okay, listen to me now. No! That's exactly what the devil wants you to think. You see, we can't live like this, y'all. It's like something I read the other day. It says, procrastination is the arrogance of believing that life tomorrow is guaranteed. Okay, write this down. God didn't even guarantee us today. You see, Paul in the scripture was so full focused on King Agrippa, he's sharing his own story in light of Jesus Christ's. You see, he goes on to say in the scripture, Agrippa, do you believe? But then he says, I know you do. You see, he knows that every moment he gets is a blessing to speak in front of King Agrippa, just as I am fortunate to speak in front of y'all today. You know, I am no apostle, but I am so lucky, no, blessed to stand here today in this moment that God has given me and you to choose well about our souls once again. You see, we should feel blessed that we can walk in Christ today and not have to put him off for a never guaranteed tomorrow. Can I get an amen for that? You know, so I'm not saying all of this to scare you or to scare me or to make us live our lives in fear of no tomorrow. I'm saying it so that we can think about living our lives with purpose and with gratitude. So obviously I'm speaking to myself and all the young students in this room. But then we gotta ask ourselves, was Paul a high schooler when he testified to King Agrippa? Of course not. I don't think I could have done that. You see, no matter the age, we must be ready to follow what God says. Hebrews chapter 4 mentions this 3 times. It says, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. We must be ready to receive God's calling. No matter if you're a child or you are the oldest person in this room, God wants you and he will use you today. So do not harden your hearts. Do not let age determine your life, because I can tell you now, age will end, but God's promise will last forever. Okay, so hear my advice. Do not bet on having all the time in the world. Do not wait for tomorrow. If you need to be baptized, do it now. If you need to just restart with God, do it now. Are we gonna let our lives be betted on fate? Or are we gonna bet it in the promise that God has given us today and every day that he blesses us with from now until the end of our lives? Can I get an amen? For we are blessed to live in this moment and hopefully every other moment we get from now on. So let's share that with everyone else we know. I wanna pray us out. Please bow. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for giving me and everyone else in this room another day with air in our lungs, another day to Soak in your word, Lord. Please allow our hearts to not be hardened, but to be soft and to be open to your word. Allow us to hear it like a child, and it's the first time we've heard of the blessing you have given us, Lord. And allow us to not only hear it, but to share it. Share it not because we're required, but because we want to, because of what you have done for us. Dear Lord, I'm so thankful. It's in your name I pray. Amen.